My very good brother, it pleaseth me not a little that my true intents, without glosses or guiles, are by you so gratefully taken, for I am nothing of the vile disposition of such, as while their neighbour's house is, or likely to be, a fire, will not only not help, but not afford them water to quench the same. If any such you have heard towards me, God grant he remember it not too well for them. For the Archduke, alas, poor man, he mistaketh everybody like himself, except his bonds, which without his brother's help he will soon repent. I suppose, considering whose apart enemy the King of Spain is, you will not neglect your own honour so much to the world, though you had no particular love to me, as to permit his ambassador in your land, that so cause, prosecute such a princess as never harmed him, yea, such a one as if his deceased father had been rightfully informed, did better merit at his hands than any prince on earth ever did to other. For where have there been an example that any one king have ever denied so fair a present as the whole 17 provinces of the Low Countries? Yea, who not only would not have denied them, but sent a dozen gentlemen to warn him of their sliding from him, with offer of keeping them from the near neighbour's hands, and sent treasure to pay the shaking towns from. Deserved I such recompense as many a complot, both for my life and kingdom? Ought not I to defend and bereave him of such weapons as might annoy myself? He will say I help Holland and Zealand from his hands. No, if either his father or himself would observe such oaths as the Emperor Charles obliged himself, and so in sequel his son, I would not dealt with others' territory. But they hold those by such covenants as not observing by their own grants, they are no longer bound unto them. But though all this were not unknown to me, yet I cast such right reasons over my shoulder and regarded their good, and have never defended them in a wicked quarrel. And had he not mixed that government contrary to his own law with the rule of Spaniards, all this had not needed. Now for the warning the French gave you, of Besson's ambassadage to you, methinks the king, your good brother, have given you a caveat, that being a king, he supposes by that measure that you would deny such offers. And since you will have any counsel, I can hardly believe that, being warned, your own subjects shall be suffered to come into your realm, from such a place to such intent. Such a prelate, if he come, should be taught a better a lesson than play so presumptuous and bold a part, afore he knew your good liking thereof, which I hope is far from your intent, so will his coming verify too much. Good Mr. Simple's asseverations at Rome, of which you have, or now here warned enough. Thus you see how to fulfil your trust reposed in me, which to infringe I never mind. I have sincerely made patent my sincerity, and though not fraught with much wisdom, yet stuffed with great goodwill, I hope you will bear with my molesting you too long with my serrating hand, as proceeding from a heart that shall ever be filled with the sure affection of your loving and friendly sister, Elizabeth R.